this week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
It is 2:38, Sports Radio 96.7, 1310, the ticket sweet spot at the Woodford Reserve Musa's Ticket Compound. Our final full segment as far as our show goes this week, but we'll all be hanging out for the whole day. Plenty of our ticket brethren are here as we enjoy the NIT break. And we throw it back to the host, Justin Montemayor.
Thank you so much, Sean. We have six candidates. Hey, Corby.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Daddy.
Hi, Lando.
Appreciate you, Baldy.
Hey.
Hi, Monty.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Junior. Big fan.
Right back
Hi.
At you.
What's up, Lando?
What up, Dave?
Ham.
What would be Little Dave. House on the Prairie?
Bob?
No, that would have been the Waltons.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Dalton. Hated the Waltons.
The Dalton.
Hated.
Dalton.
Every episode ended with the good nights,
yeah.
right?
And the tree that they lived in. No, that was just... Swiss Family Robinson, I
Yeah.
The tree that they lived in.
We're morphing three shows together. Yeah.
They lived in a tree, right?
Swiss Family? I believe so, right?
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
All right. Six candidates.
Swiss TV.
These are the best of the rest. We start with Peter Welpton, who hosts the Kick Around here on the weekends, 2
Rick
until
Lars.
4 p.m. They were mixing with the show prior, which was Travis and Sod, and Peter stepped into a little bit of a bear trap.
But are you going to force them to, like, draw her a card?
No. No. We don't. They don't have to do anything. This is...
Oh, that's sad.
Well, she's... So the oldest is 7 and 8. And
okay, totally old enough to make a card for mommy.
So she's nonverbal autistic, so that's difficult to do.
Oh.
That's a wonderful bear trap.
Wasn't it? It was fun, wasn't it?
Half my leg is gone.
Yeah,
he was ready too.
So, you know, if you have any strategies, we're working on that kind of stuff.
I'm laughing at myself
right,
now,
right?
Because my leg hurts so badly.
And then the boy is but 3, so he's
and
not.
You're
going to
tell me he doesn't have hands or something?
He has hands. He just only has half a foot.
Okay.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm missing half my leg.
I thought he was taking a shot at Justin there.
No, he would never do that to me.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the deal? They're old enough, right?
He's in a wheelchair.
Seven right.
Well, man, that was rough. Kind of wanted Peter to double down on that and be like, yes, so?
Yeah.
Sod uncomfortably laughing through the whole thing.
Look how far I've gotten in life. Doesn't stop me.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
All right, Peter Welpton, candidate number 1. Candidate number 2 is the commander, George Dunham.
Yeah.
He has a new nickname for the station.
I'm worried he's taken the Thunder in 6 too, because he's a gambler, and so he knows all the trends.
That's
and he
right.
looks into
Maybe
that.
I've talked to the tip sheet.
Yes.
You know. Oh, sounds like Tyler
Why
likes the
hell
Thunder
are you
too.
Using the tip sheet.
All right, should be good. Game 1 tonight. Simultaneous with the Stars' first game with the Avalanche. 8:09 on the ticket. The ticket? What is that? All
that's right. That's a new Splinter station, the ticket.
The ticket.
That's where we are.
And then Baldy called it that during a ticket ticker outro.
Yeah, that was funny.
People were lighting him up.
Yeah. He called it the ticket ticker.
Hey, guys.
Like, if we were to have a banquet, we'd just call it the Tickwit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it does make sense.
All right.
Okay, I'm not going to vote for George.
All right, our third candidate here is one Dylan Reed, who was out doing Nelson updates. And, of course, whenever he does that, he's called upon to do it live. He missed his cue, but decided, I'll just talk golf anyway.
Home game tip-off at or around 8:30. Right now, let's go live to TPC Craig Ranch in McKinney with a CJ Cup Byron Nelson update brought to you by Choctaw Casino and Resorts and Tito's Handmade Vodka. Here is Dylan Reed.
Yeah, I guess that's true, too. Yeah, somebody significant pulls ahead, then I guess Jason Day all of a sudden or Jordan Spieth makes some kind of...
All right. Thank you, Dylan. Take your off to the service of Inner Health.
Are we sure that wasn't his report?
No,
that's what really funny. That
was awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Talking golf.
Yeah, so
that
Jason Day, Jordan Spieth.
You pulled,
I heard that
yeah,
live and I was like, "What in the
pulling
world?"
Pulling the back
are you
of his
doing?
Pants up.
That was awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's so cash.
Clearly Dylan loves golf.
Off.
Yeah, like, off mic report.
Yeah. Kind of was golf though.
I like golf so much.
I mean, talk to Dylan for 2 minutes. You know he loves golf.
Yeah.
All right, Dylan Reed. Candidate number three. Candidate number four, it's our very own sweet little Ham. We know Ham doesn't know food. He knows chicken, and that's it. Well, this past Sunday, Ham learned what a truffle is.
The two instances I've had truffles. One, it's like a truffle cream at a pizza place that has like a Nutella pizza. It's amazing. You know the one I'm talking about.
I do. It's delicious.
Apparently there's truffles on that. Two is like around like Christmas time. I think one of our neighbors, she'll bring by like a tin of like chocolates. Just be like, hey, Merry Christmas. Here's a tin of chocolates.
And there's truffles in there.
And there's truffles in there.
Sidebar, Monty. Does Ham think that chocolate truffles
are the same thing as... I didn't...
The fungus truffles?
Okay, these are different things?
Is that what's happening? You shut up over there. Hold on. Hold on. You shut up, Ham. Does he not know the difference, much like our friend here thought that okra was a type of fish? Are we finding out that he thinks that all these chocolate truffles he's been eating are actually funguses?
Oh, no.
I seriously had to sit here and Google. I was like...
It's not
those
good as soon as I...
Because I felt real stupid for a second, and I rushed to the Google machine, too, to make sure. And maybe someone's going to correct us. Maybe we are wrong. But I thought chocolate truffles were just chocolate.
It's just...
It's never a good sign when I mention something, and both you immediately...
Wait a minute, what?
Oh my God,
that's wonderful!
Man, that's great.
Instant classic.
Bring us this tin with chocolates in it, and I guess there were also truffles.
It's never good when your show partner has to go. You shut up over there.
Oh,
we got to talk about what you just did.
Also, love how confident Ham was early on. He's like, "I'm having this new Nutella pizza." You know, DJ, you've had it. It's
Nutella
great.
Pizza.
So, what is truffle oil?
That's from the fungus, the mushroom.
But not chocolate.
No, not chocolate.
And truffle butter is something different, Matt.
It's neither.
If you look it up on Urban Dictionary.
I'll send you a GIF.
Yeah. All right, I'll do that right now.
Do you think,
Craig,
that there's another 35-year-old in the United States that thinks okra is a fish?
No. No way.
He's the only one. One of one.
And he's ours.
He is.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's
forever.
Our very own.
We have exclusive rights.
All right, there's Ham.
I love Ham.
Candidate number five here, it's Rosen, Craig Rosengarten, who mixed up a couple of diseases.
Although it'd be quite the experience, just hanging around in the Olympic Village, oh my goodness, right?
Yes,
and you just get to go
figuring it around,
get to go to Paris, that's where it's going to be.
Well, but this one was in, when Jordan had the opportunity, it was in Brazil.
Right.
And they had that, that disease, that, what was it, Zebola? What was the one that...
You're on your own here, pal.
It was a disease that was going around hitting pregnant women that was bad. If you were wanting to get pregnant, don't
I'm
go.
Still shrugging my shoulders. This is an audio medium, and I'm shrugging my shoulders and looking at you.
Come
like
on, you guys don't remember
seven
this?
Heads.
Yeah, that's why everybody didn't go down to Brazil. If you were in the baby-making age, it could have been risky.
Well, I think when we come back and mix with our boys, I think you need to Google
Somebody will tweet.
No, you need to Google it.
I'm not Googling.
Yeah, you can.
Remember when Zebola was hitting pregnant women?
I thought he was going for Ebola.
It's like he combined
Zika and
West
Ebola.
Nile and Ebola. Yeah. All the same thing.
I think Matt Googled truffle butter, by the way, by the look on his face.
Also, that's why people that are the age of giving birth aren't going down to Brazil.
What was the one?
Because all pregnant people want to go to Brazil.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you want pickles, cottage cheese, and to go to Brazil.
Don't do it if you're in the baby-making age.
It's like a part of their nesting.
Did he call it Zebola?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what it sounded like.
Right off the top.
Yep.
Can we play the beginning of that again?
Yep.
Although it'd be quite the experience. Just hanging around in the Olympic Village, oh my goodness, right?
Yes.
And you get to go
figuring it around.
Get to go to Paris. That's where it's going to be.
Well, but this one was in, when Jordan had the opportunity, it was in Brazil.
Right.
And they had that, that disease, that, what was it, Zebola or Zebola? What was the one that,
You're on your own here.
That is so great. Out what it was?
Huh? Oh,
man.
Zebola.
What was he going at?
Zebola.
Zebola.
Oh, Rosen.
Don't go to Brazil.
Okay, our last candidate here on the NIT break.
Don't kiss your friends.
It's Corby.
Oh, curious.
Now, Corby was on E-Break proper for cursing. Here he is again, cursing.
You might be in it.
Oops, started early. Here we go.
Okay, I teased it for 2 days now, and we need to get to it. The Kevin Spacey documentary. So he is about to face more civil charges
in
England.
Maybe in it.
You might be in it. But he is attacking.
I'm just, there's a video of me just getting it right up the ass. Just,
yeah.
Whoa, I'm,
what the
go freak? Ahead and get rid of that.
What?
Surely that was dumped.
And I feel like of course. Have to dump the body motion
yeah,
down here, too.
He acted it out,
and we
too.
Dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
Yeah. Is that Corby?
Time out, Davidson.
I saw the ghost of Kevin Spacey over your shoulder as you were hunched over the desk here.
Wow. Got a bald head in.
Anyway, so the two-part series.
Anyway,
I'll never forget where I was when I heard that, because I was shooting free throws.
Yeah, working on your game.
And
seeing the full
shot,
thrust.
I fell down. And I look, and it's the motion, too. That
yeah.
Getting up.
What well, I wanted Dave to know.
What were you thinking?
You are insane.
I don't think a lot, Craig.
In fairness, you should be able to say that.
And you did the motion also?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Going in there is just so graphic. All right. There are
at
your
the
six
campground,
candidates.
Corby is always just a little bit drunk or high at all times.
All right, P-Man. Be careful. All right. Peter, George, Dylan, Ham, Rosen, and Corby are your six candidates. We'll start the voting out there. Well, whoever wants to vote, tell me what you got.
We'll let our guests vote first. Yeah. Let's start with Matt.
We have a lot of guests.
I'm going Dylan Reed.
Okay.
All right.
I think I'll go Corby.
Okay.
Snake, who are you voting for?
Peter.
Wow, okay. Split vote so far.
You had a good week.
Man, it's tough. I'm going to go with Zebola.
All right.
I'm going Corby.
Dave?
Man, I got to vote for Ham.
This is a good
yeah.
one.
Yeah,
close.
I'm also going to vote for Zebola, because now when I think of Brazil, that's what I'm going to think of. Not soccer, not South America.
Zebola.
Right.
So we currently have a 2-2
yeah.
tie.
Let's go back here. Lando.
Let's go Truffler Ham.
I like it. Three-way tie.
All right. Ham.
I'm the Kron.
Oh, right. Here we go.
I think he has a history of that.
I think I would also vote for Corby, so that gives us a 3-3 tie. What? Junior vote. Who decides it, Corby or Rosen?
Well, I shouldn't be allowed to vote because I voted for Rosen.
How about Engineer Michael, who's been
okay.
twisting and tweaking, making everything sound good?
Rosen.
Were you paying attention to the segment, Michael?
No, I wasn't. Okay. But no, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm
yeah,
kidding.
All over.
Give me Rosengarten.
Yes,
okay, Greg right. Rosengarten wins this week.
He's amazing.
He really is. He owns a magazine.
How many is that for Rosen?
He just choked.
I think Monty that's his first one ever.
First one ever.
Wow, history.
Congrats, Rosen.
I hope you're okay, Justin.
I'm doing great, bro.
Thank you, Justin.
Well, it's his first NIT win.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I guess he's always playing in the NCAA.
Yeah, right. He's always in the medal round.
Yeah, yeah, this would be like Kansas winning the NIT.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
He doesn't even want to participate.
He doesn't even put up that banner in his
jersey.
Right.
He opts out. He wants to opt out of the NIT break.
All right, it's the sweet spot. Why today doesn't suck is now.